it be? Has it been? Let's check into this last day of February, the 28th/14 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're going to walk the plank because of things that happened this past week, or are we happy about things that have happened this past week? What is the conversation as of this date? Are we on the sunny side of the street or not? Let's find out what's going on. Ken Kessler and I are here to present to you that which we know, and you may or may not know, and then kind of go from there. 888-302-3684. Let's focus on the main item of this week. I guess, this is number one and all, but pretty close to one of the most talked about items, the big buzz this week from the state of Arizona, where the governor vetoed the state's anti-gay bill. A lot of conversation. Doug Napier, an attorney representing the Alliance Defending Freedom, criticized the governor, saying that her veto enables the foes of faith to more easily suppress the freedom of the people of Arizona. The Alliance Defending Freedom is a religious group. They refer to themselves as conservative Christians. They helped craft the bill in the first place. Kathy Herod from the Center for Arizona Policy said the religious beliefs of all Arizonans must be respected, and this bill did nothing more than affirm that. Center for Arizona Policy is a 30-member pro-family organization, so they describe themselves, act as a lobbyist, also had a hand in the creation of the bill. So then there's the ACLU. That always sort of sets people off on the other side. Senator McCain, that group, and Senator McCain, among those who praised the governor for vetoing the bill. Members of the Arizona legislature have even come forward saying the bill had been pushed through and most of the state's lawmakers never had a chance even to read it. Damn it. When do we find people who do their job? Really?
That's a question.
Right? Yeah. But what are they there for? And the fact that they admit that they didn't have quote unquote a chance to read it. What a bunch of BS. Right? Isn't that's really the issue here. As it turns out, at week's end, it isn't really whether or not, quote-unquote, conservative Christians. And if you describe yourself that way, what does that mean? What does that mean? The conservative, saving what? What are you saving here? 888-302-3684. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. You can send facebook.com/good day your comments, Twitter at good day. Here's a note from Daniel Higgins, the second note that I received from Mr. Higgins this week. Your program makes it abundantly clear that you persist in accepting the delusional definitions put forth by the gay rights lobby. You appear to want to help them live in their delusion rather than to help them out of the mess into which they are descending. Shame on you. When they stand before their creator to answer for their behavior, they will not be grateful to you for having enabled them to disobey his commandments. Nor will he be grateful of you when it comes your turn to answer. Please rethink what you are saying and doing. Step back away from it. Recognize what Sodom and Gomorrah and their destruction were all about. Recognize what St. Paul meant about them when he said, quote, receiving fit recompense in themselves for their crimes, end quote. If you cannot accept for me to live within the dictates of my religion, then how can you justify imposing your religion on me? What are you talking about? Who's imposing any views on you? What a sad, narrow-minded, insecure way of looking at this. These people aren't hurting you a bit, sir. And neither am I. So perhaps you go and examine your own beliefs. Why is it your business what they are doing? If they go before the Creator and answer for their behavior, why is that any of your concern? According to your beliefs, you'll be sitting well, sitting pretty, and they won't. So what does that do to your life here? Nobody's saying you can't have your beliefs. I certainly am not. I'm not imposing my belief on anybody. And if anybody's imposing their beliefs on anybody, it's you. Look in the mirror, Mr. Higgins. Hate the sin, not the sinner, he wrote earlier in the week. I will not do anything to support the sin in any way, shape, manner, or form, and you can't force me to do so. I'm not trying to force you to do anything. Said maybe look at your own prejudices. You believe one thing, and I may or may not believe it. You haven't heard me tell you what my beliefs are. I've just told you I didn't think there was any place for this in the public. I think the public domain for discussion is great, but in government? Government has, or ought not to, have any affair when it comes to who's with whom. That would be the battle for me. The fact that you say that I accept the sinner's definition of the argument, quote, those who oppose homosexuality do so out of homophobia and hatred. Did I say that, Kenny?
I don't remember you saying that.
That's not the kind of stuff that I normally say. Perhaps you're confusing me with somebody else, sir. At any rate, the conversation is welcome because it gets us to think through our own values, our own, religion isn't even, I get frustrated because this stuff never goes anywhere. It doesn't. All it does is serve to make people angrier and more upset. If you have a belief, it is my belief that it is your belief. You believe what you want to believe. Just don't try to get me to believe it, and I won't try to get you to believe mine. I'll tell you what I think, you tell me what you think. You told me what you thought, sir, and I'm telling you what I think, and thus we move on. 888-302-3684, as we begin the discussion, I guess in this hour we'll have some time for that. The rules of engagement here are that we discuss in this hour, especially a lot of the things that are on the News Talk radio programs and stations around the country, bring you some of those quote-unquote clips, and then you help yourself to your own thoughts and share them. We're really very good about spreading the word in the forms that are available to us, Facebook, Twitter, email, and phone. 14 after the hour.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes! That was good. Yes! Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560. Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth, at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like 10-way studio monitors, only $99 each. Or a keyboard controller for your iOS device, starting at $39. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
All right, here's an opinion from one of the callers into our affiliate in Tucson, The Truth, talking to host John Justice about this.
Let's talk to Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Okay, here's my take on this as more of a battle strategy. Mm-hmm. Is when you have all the Republicans, and it was 100% of the Republicans, but three, who are more Democrat than Republican, vote on a bill and vote yes on a bill. And then you have a side which is basically being controlled by the progressive liberal movements come out screaming. My first reaction is just to side with the Republicans while you're trying to figure it out.
Your first reaction is to what?
Side with the Republicans. Side with my team. Side with my side. It's just like on a playground. Your side's sitting there yelling at somebody.
Right.
You come over, you get behind your team.
Well, sure. Sure, but if your team is making a mistake, that's kind of a silly thing to do.
But not out of the gate, you defend your team, and a lot of people didn't do that. You know, everybody was listening to the other side who has the media. This thing was fought in the media, and that's one of the things that scares me.
Right, but that's where it's going to be fought, though. You can't change the playing field. That's the playing field. I mean, you can't go and move it somewhere else where suddenly the rules are going to change to make the game more fair. That's where the playing field is. I think that's part of the issue of what we're dealing with here is that people, you're right. It unfortunately takes place on a playing field that tends to lean left a lot of the time, if not all of the time. So it's unfortunate for our side that the playing field that we have to play on ends up being one that caters to the left. That just means that tactically speaking, we got to be better at playing on that playing field. That playing field's not going anywhere.
But our side didn't come out defending the Republicans immediately.
Well, you had the three that jumped off board for their own reasons. But even if those three had stayed, I doubt that anything would have changed. I don't think that the controversy would have been just as big as it was. You would have had just as many calls for boycotts as what was taking place. You still would have had the NFL all up in arms. And Governor Jan Brewer probably still would have vetoed it. The controversy wouldn't have died down if those three individuals had gone and stuck to the bill. It still would have been there. This kind of snuck in to go and change wording on something that already existed, that already had protection for business owners. And I don't disagree with that. I'd like to see that layer of protection. But all we did was walk out with the bat and hit the hornet's nest.
Okay, John, we can't lose the majority of Republicans in this state. This is a Republican state. Most of our legislative districts are like 22% and 30% Republican. If we can't come out now, you know, Ted Cruz said last night, and it's a perfect statement, you don't win elections by burying your head in the sand. You win elections by drawing a line in the sand and going on the offense. And the way I see this was the Republicans were for once in our lives playing offense. And the minute we came up against them, they stood up as a defense. They stood up and we went, oh my gosh, and we turned around and ran away.
Well, the more you keep taking these positions on social issues like this, you Republicans, the more elections you're going to lose. 21 after the hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Like the one that Obama and Biden filmed. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be the subject of somebody's conversation. This is, however, the top 13 contestants opening up the combination of the song Counting Stars and Radioactive from the American Idol television program last night. Crank it up, Michael, will you please? Karaoke. American Idol seems to be having some problems generating cash for Fox anymore. Maybe it's because of stuff like that. Who knows? Actually, it points out something that we want to keep on top of here, and that's what's going on in all forms of media. Here, back to our form of media, Bill Cunningham talks to a business analyst about the distinction between religious freedom and running a business in Arizona.
I get the point of religious freedom, but as a practicing Roman Catholic, I've been in business and I want to be in business.
Right.
I would say this, in business today, you want Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, you want agnostics, you want Christians and Jews and Muslims and Hindus, you want straight, gay, you want everybody in the world to come into your business.
Right.
If I'm a business owner in Arizona, and I'm a practicing Roman Catholic, and I know my customer I'm about to sell a big gulp to is cheating on his wife.
Right.
Do I have the right to tell that person, well, you're violating biblical principles that I believe in. I'm not going to sell you a big gulp because you're cheating on your wife.
No.
My answer
I mean,
would be,
I would say
of course
that,
not.
As a business owner, I would say that you don't really care.
I don't care.
Yeah. So I mean,
on the other side
of
the coin, let me ask you a question. Do you get the point that in New Mexico, there was a lawsuit that made it all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. There was a practicing fundamentalist Christian photographer that
right.
did not want to take pictures at a gay wedding of two lesbians. And
right.
so he said no, and he got sued. And that case went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Do you recognize that the people suing for that might have been wrong, too?
Well, I mean, if I were getting married, I wouldn't want a photographer at my wedding that didn't want to be there, that, you know, felt uncomfortable with my own wedding. So, I mean, I think that would go both ways.
Yeah. But
so, yeah,
in
I
that
mean,
case, the idea of Arizona was to make it sure a florist or a photographer or anybody who was a small business owner did not have to provide goods or services to a person that that objected with their fundamentalist religious beliefs that are well grounded in the religion. But there are so many sins in the Bible. The top Ten Commandments. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do wrong, coveting your neighbor's goods. And it is, it's a bad business decision. But do you concede the point that there might have been some infringement on a person's fundamental Christian religious beliefs in not providing photography services to a lesbian couple?
I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I agree with, you know, former Republican candidate for President Mitt Romney and John McCain and the other Republican senator from Arizona that said this legislation was wrong. You know, that we shouldn't be living in a society where you can, you know, walk into a barbershop and see a sign on the window that says no gays allowed. You know, I don't think that that's the kind of country we want to live in. So, you know, I don't think we should be promoting laws that make it legal for businesses to turn away people just because they're gay. I mean, you know, and if they're doing something inappropriate in the business, you know, that's one thing. But if just because they're gay, no, I don't think that our American value system says that, you know, we want to live in a country where, you know, we have signs that say no gays allowed or, you know, separate water fountains. I mean, those kind of laws are just, they don't seem to conform with my values and most of the people that I know.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hour now on this week's Doug Steffen Day, which wraps up this week's version of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and the version that I have people throwing things. It just is amazing how people in the Republican Party, to which I belonged most of my life, until stuff like this drove me away. I don't care, and that's my opinion, and I'm welcome to it, as you are welcome to your opinion, and you're welcome to defend it in any way that you would like to. It just seems to me that in a country that is, it is a, well, it used to be a melting pot, it's now a mosaic because everybody separated themselves out. Why it is that certain members of the Republican Party, like the lady that we heard a few minutes ago, Kenny, they don't understand that this is why they are going to lose elections and keep losing elections. It isn't about whether we're right or wrong. It's about the practical reality of how people think. And many people don't agree on this. So if you can't put people or get people together, what's the most important thing? What Cunningham, Bill Cunningham just said, in his world and in my world and in most people's world who are practicing what America has been all about, and that is encouraging people to be individuals, encouraging entrepreneurialism, encouraging people to start businesses and have private businesses, you can't. Especially now, because you have allowed, you, look in the mirror, it's you who have allowed things to get to the point that you don't like them, because you've not really worked on it. I mean, yeah, giving credit to these groups that at least were active enough, they weren't very large, but they were vocal, and so the old grease on the squeaky wheel principle comes into effect here. People make noise, and other folks who think they need their votes, do things, but then they admit that they never read the bill, and then you think to yourself, my God, what do we have here? What's the real issue? All right, Kenny, facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day Show. What are some of the feelings on this bill from Arizona now among our listeners?
Charles says, in this case, Governor Brewer landed on the right side of history by vetoing legislation. Religion should never be used to discriminate.
All right. I don't have, there's so many stories this week about the gay lifestyle, and it seems that every week there's something like this. There's a judge's order that was issued in Kentucky making it legal to marry someone of the same sex. This is the way it's going. That's the trend. You can stand your ground. Maybe we need a stand your ground law for these sorts of things instead of some of the stuff like people in the states that have the stand your ground law you know, this may be more important or a better way of exercising the Stand Your Right law, or a Stand Your Right law. I'm not sure, but we're thinking about it. All right, what else, Kenny?
Dan says Governor Brewer was a coward and chose to cave to monetary special interests and the gay extremists' agenda.
Really? Gay extremists. You're the extremist, sir. Next.
And Mike says, I'm visiting my mom in Arizona, and out of respect for the state, I'm driving backwards.
That's a good line. 888-302-3684. We're chuckling. We have our point of view. You have yours. We're in the majority. Those of you who don't agree are in the minority. But that doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means we don't agree. That's all. Here's radio host Jan Michelson from WHO in Des Moines, one of our country's best radio talk people, in my opinion. Been on WHO for about almost 30 years, I think. I replaced him when he left WCKY in Cincinnati, and that was in the late 80s. So that sort of tells you how long he's been. What, that would be 26 years, right? Pretty good. That's a pretty good run on a radio station.
Yeah.
He talks about the veto of the bill and how it wasn't really about religious freedom or discrimination at all. It was about the old ding, 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 ka-ching, the old dollar bill.
You heard Senator McCain throw up his hands in the air and says, hey, we ought to just be dealing this not on a basis of principle, but on the basis of what impression it gives the state of Arizona. Could this cost us economically or make us look bad or even cost us the Super Bowl? He's not making the choice on the basis of whether or not either position is morally repugnant, but the pragmatic politics of a pragmatic politician who only is the bean counter for the Chamber of Commerce for the state of Arizona. Now, I fully understand why he would say it that way, and I would fully understand why the Arizona political class would pull the plug on this legislation. For all of the reasons that McCain just said, it was, you could say, well, that's not a principled position. Yeah, it is a principled position if you say the principled position is don't rock the economic boat, don't make waves. And right now, the gay lobby has so much inertia built into its claims and its narrative that it is easy to bully and use the mainstream media and that momentum to bowl over anybody that happens to stand in its way. And that happened in Arizona. On the other hand, having said all of that, question. If you agree that refusing service to same-gender couples because you think they are gay or they're presenting themselves that way, and you think that is morally repugnant, how about this? Can or should government compel a Jewish deli owner to prepare and serve non-kosher food? Should the government compel the black print shop owner to print rally signs for the KKK? Should the government compel homosexuals who own a print shop to print Westboro Baptist Church's next batch of I hate f***ing signs?
That's a pretty good point.
See, but none of those are the same.
No.
A Jewish deli, I've got to say, I like to have the occasional bacon cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
And the best ones I've ever had are from Jewish delis.
Mm-hmm.
The best bacon, and then you have meat and dairy, which is not kosher either.
Right.
So that's not an issue. They are happy to serve anyone and anything that you want.
It's interesting, though, Kenny, to see how far out you can extend this sort of thinking.
Yeah.
On either side. 888-302-3684. I like Jan because he makes us think. That's all. I think whether you agree or disagree with him, I love to think about these things. Here's host Jeff Tyson talking to an attorney about the bill.
This was not just a moral thing for the governor here. This was about revenue as well and the economy of her state, right?
Well, it was political. In politics, always comes money. So, you know, right off the bat, you had, both U.S. senators, notably Senator John McCain, saying, please don't do this. You had Apple Corporation, who had just in November agreed to put a plant, put a major facility in Phoenix, say, don't do this, don't sign this. You have an NFL history dating back to the 80s and a franchise in Arizona that says this is not a good idea. So while there is political pressure on one side, because, as you know, Governor Brewer is one of the most conservative governors. She's well-known. If you recall, she's the governor that shook her finger at on the tarmac when President Obama landed in Arizona. So she is extremely conservative, but she's also a little known to be a little socially liberal. So so this is not a huge surprise, but there were a lot of, I know that she was under a lot of pressure, and she ultimately vetoed this bill.
Allowing people to come in and shop, no matter what sex they are. And what about the blowback on this now? I mean, so businesses are not allowed to openly, you know, discriminate based on religious beliefs. Okay, fine. Now what happens when, say, for instance, a Muslim-run bakery gets somebody that walks in there and the customer wants to buy a cake that says, Allah sucks. I mean, are they going to have to, by law, as a Muslim baker owner, make that cake?
Well, it's not so much by law, but where this all falls is the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Now, of course, the First Amendment is the right to free exercise of religion. I can exercise whatever religion I choose, and you can't discriminate against me for that. The 14th Amendment says this, and I want you to listen. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor deny any person the equal protection of those laws. And that is also, that encompasses religion. So, based on your fact scenario where someone goes into a Muslim-owned bakery and says, I want you to put something on there about hating Christians or something like that, that person could ultimately agree or refuse to do that, but would that person be open to a civil lawsuit? Okay, there's not going to be any criminal penalties, but could that person be open to a civil lawsuit? And the answer to that is yes, but then you actually have to have somebody take that case. You actually have to have the judge say that that's a viable case to go to a jury to be heard, and I just don't know that that's the case.
888-302-3684. One more piece of sound from radio man Mike Broomhead, along with Andrew Fontaine on the program that they host together, regarding Governor Brewer and her choices.
I don't think the governor had a choice. And I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you a little bit about politics. People will go out on a limb for you. People will walk out on a limb with you. But one thing you don't want to do is leave someone swinging in the breeze. The deal is, the governor was out of the state. Did you hear? She did jab a little punch at the people that voted for this. I don't know if you caught that. Because the governor in the speech said that she has important issues for the state to decide on, like fixing, you have that, the CPS line? You have that? Play that.
When I addressed the legislature earlier this year, I made my priorities for this session abundantly clear. Among them are passing a responsible budget that continues Arizona's economic comeback. From CEOs to entrepreneurs to business surveys, Arizona ranks as one of the best states to grow or start a business. Additionally, our immediate challenge is fixing a broken child protection system. Instead, this is the first policy bill to cross my desk.
All right, now, that was a shot across the bow of the people that passed this bill. And let me tell you why she did that. Because you can't do something, politically speaking, I'm just talking about inside baseball stuff when it comes to politics. You can't pass a bill like this while she's out of the state. And I'm not saying you knew it was going to become a grease fire. But when you start a grease fire while your parents are out to dinner, you got to give them a heads up so that they don't come home to the fire trucks in front of the house.
Yeah, well, basically she was saying as a parent is, I'm not even mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed.
Which is so worse.
Yeah.
How much time do we spend talking about stuff like this, though? Think about it. Here's the football player Michael Sam, who's come out of the closet. And how much conversation has there been on regular talk radio programs, sports talk radios about him? Not about whether he's a good player or not, but because he's disgraceful and the fact that he came out and another football player is going to want to play with him, right? I mean, think about that, Kenny. What football player isn't going? It's like the gays in the military argument. Isn't it the same sort of thing? I don't want to play football. This guy, he might attack me.
yeah.
Right, okay. All right. Take a breath, Doug. 888-302-3684, 13 and a half for the hour here on the Good Day program. Hello.
Questions aren't always easy. They can be about tricky things like love or spelling. Those kinds of questions can mess you up. Look what they've done to the question mark. It's all twisted and weird like an exclamation point on the worst day of its life. Questions can be hard, but tax questions don't have to be. Because TurboTax has turned hard tax questions into simple questions about your year. Like, did you get married? Did you move? Did you get a new job? You know the answers to questions like that, so you can do your own taxes. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, I mentioned Doug Steffen. When you call, you get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While the holidays are over, there is still plenty of time remaining in winter travel season. Whether you are looking to get out of the cold or ski the slopes, make sure your trip doesn't break the bank. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Booking flights, hotels, and car rentals well in advance for winter travel can help you get the best price. Also, using a flexible travel rewards credit card can help offset travel costs. Many travel rewards cards limit points purchases to airfare or black out the dates you want to travel. However, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card has the flexibility you need with the freedom to use points as you wish, from ski rentals to attractions. It's simple to earn points, and they add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, you'll automatically earn an annual 10% customer points bonus on your total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Should shame come to the Republicans for derailing efforts to move forward with a bill to enhance health care, education, and job benefits for veterans? Another place where they have stumbled and fallen? Is that the story? Or do you know anything about it? Heard anything about that? Well, it's something to think about because that's something they did yesterday. 51 after the hour.
Question.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
I'm sure there are people interested in other things beside the discussion this week in Arizona about gay rights and other discussions about gay rights and what the Republicans are doing. So let's move away from politics necessarily, because as it turns out this week, there apparently have been a number of hosts who've been talking on both radio and television about the election, the presidential election of 2016. Why? Oh, well, because it's fun. It's sport for some, anyway. Here's Stephen Colbert talking about the attacks that have been aimed at Mrs. Clinton because she's getting old.
We are a scant 986 days away from the 2016 presidential election, and I'm feeling pretty good about the GOP's chances. While the Dems are stuck with Hillary, the Republicans have an embarrassment of riches. Also, a lot of great candidates. For instance, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. I cannot say enough great things about this guy, so I will not start. Then there's Senator Rand Paul. Many have called him constitutionally eligible to run for office. And of course, there's always Chris Christie. Yes, yes, he's in a bit of a rough patch right now. But by 2016, I'm sure this whole scandal is just going to be a bump in the... I mean, the whole thing's just going to be water under the... But whoever they run, Hillary will not be the unstoppable she-gernot. Republicans, for the record, do not fear. Because Fox News has just uncovered a bombshell of a lifetime. Hers.
Hillary Clinton could face an obstacle that has nothing to do with her husband's past or even her own. Howard Kurtz looks at the controversial question of how old is too old.
The age question is growing louder than just a whisper, raised by former candidate and now Fox News host Mike Huckabee.
Look, she's going to be at an age where it's going to be a challenge for her.
If Hillary Clinton is the Democratic candidate for president, she'll turn 69 just before the election.
That's right. Fox News is ready to project that in the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton will be 2 years older. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, 69, that is old. Like old. Way too old to be president. I mean, she's going to be almost as old as Ronald Reagan was. But remember, those were man years. Okay, now plus, Plus, it just goes to the question of trustworthiness. During the Benghazi hearings, she kept changing her story. First she said she was 65, next year she's 66. Where does it stop? Now, obviously, this is a developing story, and what's that? Okay, I'm being told that Mrs. Clinton is now even older than when I began this report 2 minutes ago. I know it's rude to talk about a woman's age, but that's not what I am doing. I am talking about people talking about other people talking about other people talking about a woman's age. That's called journalism. And when it comes to picking the leader of the free world, you've got to ask the important questions like Rush does.
We put a picture of Mrs. Clinton up at rushlimbaugh.com, and we simply ask, does America, do the American people want to observe the aging of this woman in office?
Hmm. Okay. I think they run into trouble when the comparison does come to Ronald Reagan. All right, let's finish this off here with a conversation that host Steve Scott had with Sarah Dutton of CBS about a poll looking at the field of candidates.
Let's start on the Republican side and look specifically at Chris Christie. What does your poll say about Governor Christie?
You know, we asked Republicans who they'd like to see run for president. 31% told us that they would like to see Chris Christie run for president, but even more, 41% say they do not want to see him run for president, and that's not a very positive assessment for a potential candidacy for him.
Is there any way of telling if these numbers have shifted since the whole Bridgegate thing?
Unfortunately, we haven't asked this before, so this is our first time out with these types of questions, and we don't have anything to compare it to. But it certainly would be difficult not to expect that that had some influence on the negative assessment of a Christie candidacy here in our poll.
So who are the early Republican frontrunners?
Well, of course, it is early. I think that's a key word. We're a couple of years out. We haven't even had the midterm elections yet this year. But we thought we'd dip our toe in the water and just ask very generally who people would like to see run. 41% of Republicans told us they would like to see Jeb Bush run for president in 2016. 39% would like to see Rand Paul run. Now, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, two of the other people we asked about, just aren't well known enough at this point for Republicans to be able to really determine whether they'd like to see them run for president. I think that as the year progresses, after the midterm elections, when people start to announce their candidacies, that will be an opportunity for some of these lesser-known political figures to introduce them.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.